Dr. Nod here. When you get bad dragged by the square world's endless jive, your weary old soul needs a little psychic air conditioning. Now that's why I dig to crawl between the sheets for a refreshing sound massage. The sides our lady spins won't claw at your face, but they won't make your eardrums yawn either. Like Goldilocks, another boss chick, she goes for the taste that's just right. Be it the exotic, the classic, or the unexpected. Right now, she's set to fly through her own crazy technicolor sky. So be you ancient hipster or brand new jelly tot, welcome on board. Take Doc Nod's tip for a very hip trip. Here's your vinyl ace from inner space to take you to that special place. Dig it with Angel Baby.
Please listen, baby. Please let me tell you I'm in love with you. Won't you listen to me, baby? Won't you listen to me, baby? Take the cotton out your ear and tell me what you're gonna do. I'm gonna bake a pie to satisfy the apple of your tummy eye. And once you try my sugar pie, I know for sure you won't deny it tastes so good you'll wanna cry and say you love me too. Won't you listen to me, baby? Won't you listen to me, baby? Take the cotton out your ear. Tell me that you love me.
don't cry about a man. Baby Lou, don't cry about one man. Cry about one man, you surely go insane. She's on her sick bed, suffering and racked with pain. She's on her sick bed, suffering and racked with pain. Well, it hates me when she calls my name. Baby Lou, don't cry about one man. Baby Lou, don't cry about one man. Cry about one man, you surely go insane. Surely go insane. She's on her sick bed, suffering with ache with pain. She's on her sick bed, suffering and racked with pain. Well, it hates me when she calls my name. Baby Lou, don't cry about one man. Cry about one man. Cry about one man. You surely go insane.
You're between the sheets with yours truly, Angel Baby, and Dr. Nod. And we have some tree cutting going on around our building, so we got up super early to record. So if we sound a little sleepy, it's because it's still dark out here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I suggested that we do the farm report here.
Yeah, it's pretty early. But anyways, we couldn't record otherwise because it's just like three chainsaws going off.
Man, it's horrific.
Anyways, Doc kicked us off with some babies.
Yeah, kind of like jazz set there at the
Jazzy
start of the
babies.
Show. Jazzy baby, jazz babies, yeah. And that last one you heard was called, with all these babies, this one was Baby Lou by a cat called Jimmy Drew. And on the Decca label,
that rhymes.
Jimmy Drew doing Baby Lou on Decca, just for you. And, you know, you don't hear a lot of Mose Allison sound alikes. In fact, this is the only one I've ever heard. So that's kind of gone. And then after that, or before that, I should say, was because I'm getting confused because I'm reading from the bottom, from the top. And also, I just got up, you know, so I don't know what's happening here. All right. So well, there we go.
Dr. Nod's always confused.
I'm on the nod, baby. So Lil's Baby, that was Bill P. Howell and the Jazz Warriors. They were swinging in a real nervous way on that one.
Yeah, out of jazz Chicago. Man.
Don't know anything about these cats, but, you know,
they're
aces.
Cool.
Yeah, they're good. And then at the top of the set, the ever popular Ella Mae Morse with Big Dave doing Won't You Listen to Me, Baby. I don't, there was a weird lyric in there about your neat, it's grandpa's parakeet.
Yeah.
That's pretty strange. But, you know, the thing about, and hooray for Ellie Mae, that, you know, when Sammy Davis Jr. supposedly met her for the first time in person, he was knocked out that she was white. He couldn't believe she wasn't black from the, and I think probably
the sound of her voice.
Yeah, I think a lot of people figured that she was, too, on the sepia side. But anyway, she had the soul.
All right, now we're going to get into a set about runaway gals. We're going to kick this off with Ted Rambo and the Shades. It's a pretty wild name. This is called Runaway Daughters on Peak, which is out of Hollywood.
Yeah, and also not to be confused with Chris Peak, who is originally out of Hollywood.
He's speaking about a record collector who's quite out there. Anyways, this is the theme from the movie of the same name about three girls that run away to L.A., which I've never seen. Neither has the doc, but it's probably just some cheesy thing. But anyways, here's the song for it.
Runaway daughters, runaway daughters, rocking and rolling to the big new beat. Runaway daughters, runaway daughters, telling their troubles to the boys they meet. They're only after loving and laughter, someone to whisper, baby, you're so sweet.
So sweet.
Runaway daughters, runaway daughters,
runaway,
telling the world they're old enough but to know what is good for 'em.
Power.
You should adore them,
power.
And when they want to go, they want to go,
power.
Runaway daughters,
power.
Runaway daughters,
power.
Hurry back home because we love you so. Run home, run home, run home. Runaway daughters,
runaway,
runaway daughters,
runaway,
telling the world they're old enough to know
power.
What is good for 'em,
power.
Who should adore 'em,
power.
And when they want to go, they want to go,
power.
Runaway daughters,
power.
Runaway daughters,
power.
Hurry back home because we love you so. Run home,
run home.
Born to roam. Can't settle down in any one spot. Can't keep myself at home. I've rambled a lot in my time. The playground's been the world. Guess that's what caused this wanderlust that made me a roving girl. When I hear the call of an old freight train in the stillness of the night, my pounding heart will skip a beat. I want to catch it and ride out of sight. Wanderlust that made me a roving girl. Roving girl, roving girl. Who could ever love a roving girl? I'd like to settle down, marry me a man. My heart said no, it's got a different plan. Now the price I paid around this world is the lonely life of a roving girl. For a man, there's mysteries in this pilgrim's heart that keeps me in a whirl, trying to satisfy this wanderlust that made me a roving girl. Roving girl, roving girl. Who could ever love a roving girl? I'd like to settle down, marry me a man. My heart said no, it's got a different plan. Now the price I
things we've done together while our hearts were young. Well, I'm a walking in the rain. She's a falling.
Dimensions doing their version of Runaway on Pinto out of Tinley Park, Illinois. And of course, that was a cover of the great Del Shannon. And that's a favorite. And they do a pretty good job. And if you're a fan of Crime Story, you'd hear that song every time you watch the episode.
Absolutely.
Before that, Rovin' Girl, that was Gloria Henson on Capitol, cover of Wanderlust by Tommy Castle on Starday. That's an expensive 45 I want very bad, but we'd have to drop at least $1,000 to get our hands on it, unless we find it cheap.
Yeah, I guess actually that's it's funny, it's like half of a cover and half of an answer, because she changed it
for the gender.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a good gal record to get us into Women's History Month. So I'll be getting into my gal show next week. And then kicking off that set again, Runaway Daughters, Ted Rambo, and the Shades, Out of Hollywood, for the film of the same name. Yeah.
As you said, it's apparently, I read something about it. It's supposed to be a totally cheesy flick. Like, you know, don't waste your time.
Just listen to the record, I guess.
Right. Well, now we're going to get into, as Angel Baby has so aptly named the set, Tear Jerkers.
I love Tear Jerkers.
And we're going to start it off, and we're going to dedicate this first record to our friend Scott Cheesebrew. He really loves this record. It's on the Rare Jackson label out of Memphis, Tennessee. That's Jaxon. Not Jackson, which is my son's name. But anyway.
Should have named him with an X.
That would have been mega cool. Anyway, this is Robert and Gladys Luter and the Kentucky Pals doing I'm Just a Crybaby.
Still you keep on running around and stepping out on me. But someday you'll have to pay for the way you broke my heart. Just bear in mind someday you'll find that you are not so smart.
I'm just a crybaby. My eyes are never dry. I'm heartbroken. Baby, I'll tell you why. You run around all over town and then you tell me lies. And that's the very reason that I cry, cry, cry.
Thank you.
I'm going to be a long time gone, but I cannot be found.
I'm just a crybaby, my eyes will never dry. I'm heartbroken, baby, I'll tell you why. You rob around all over town and then you tell me lies. And that's the very reason that I cry, cry, cry.
It's time for TNT. Time, news, and temperature.
Good evening. This is J.T. Halloran, and I'm on the cutting edge. It's a lot later than you think. Weather in Los Angeles is like baby bear's porridge, neither hot nor cold, but just right. March is Women's History Month. And the fair sex can be proud, having won most of the same rights as men. However, there are still areas of the world lagging far, far behind. In Iran, women are not even permitted to go to a stadium and see any kind of game. Last year, a woman disguised as a man was jailed for attending a volleyball match against Brazil. She became so excited at a winning shot that she jumped up, dislodging her false beard. Even though caught by the cameras, her exposure didn't go out over the air due to a built-in 10-second delay. However, news of her incarceration couldn't be entirely suppressed. During the latest soccer match against Argentina, hundreds of protesting female fans showed up wearing glued-on facial hair. Come on, Iran, let the ladies in. Isn't there enough tension in your country so that Allah would bless such a harmless release? But then, what do I know? I'm just an infidel who believes in equal rights. And now, back to Between the Sheets.
What? All of a sudden, JT's a dedicated liberal. I thought he was somewhere to the right of Rush Limbaugh.
Well, yeah, but you know, after that date he had last month, you know, he's learned to pretend he's a feminist. When she heard some of the political views he had, that chick just split on him before he could even order the drinks.
Chick? You're hardly a feminist yourself.
Why, nah, I'm just, you know, like caught in a time tunnel, baby.
Uh-huh. Well, at least I dug his Goldilocks weather report.
Yes, that was uncharacteristic. Crazy. Okay, well, let's see. What did we hear before JT got all, you know, democratic on us? Let's see. We listened to My Tears. That was the last in that set by Jerry Sparks on Fidelity out of Wichita Falls, Texas. And, of course, you can't live in Texas at that time, or you couldn't have lived in Texas at that time and not be influenced by Buddy Holly. He was just everywhere for people in Texas. Let's see. Before that, oh, yeah. Mary Blevins, a little sarcastic there, Mary. Sniff, sniff, boo-hoo-hoo. And that was on the Richartone label from Nashville. Actually, that Richartone label, when it was the 78 label, 78 RPM, started out in Johnson City, Tennessee, and then got reactivated over there in Nashville.
That was a nice, tough gal.
Definitely.
A little attitude.
A lot of attitude. A lot of attitude. And let's see. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'll just say to you from now on.
With that.
If you're complaining about something, I'll just say, well, sniff, sniff, boo, hoo, hoo.
Man, won't you? This is very 50s, though, somehow. Okay, well, anyway, then you are very 50s. All right, I'm just a crybaby at the top of the set. Robert and Gladys Luter and the Kentucky Pals, and there was certainly some nice finger picking on that record.
Yes. All right, we've got a set of some dark stuff.
I'm looking forward to this.
We're going to kick this off with Jody Reynolds, which he's always kind of a favorite. Can't go wrong with him. Although his stuff isn't completely rare, but they're just always good. So.
Well, some of the things are rare.
Yeah, like
yeah.
What?
Well, this one here isn't that
Is it
common?
A little lesser known? I just figured these Demon records aren't too hard, but this one may be lesser known. So The Girl with the Raven Hair. On Demon, out of Hollywood, of course, this is Jody Reynolds.
Alone in my sorrow, with no one to care. Dreaming of someone, but no one was there. A big flash of light broke through the mist, revealing the angel I could not resist. Thunder, lightning, when it rain, will I ever find my love again? I saw in her eyes a love to share, the girl with the cold black raven hair. She begged me to follow as she lured me on, pledging her love till the dawn. To her I was drawn like a moth to a flame, and somehow I knew it would end just the same. Thunder, lightning, wind and rain, will I ever find my love again? She promised me love if I should dare, the girl with the
forget. Night after night, as darkness descends, seeking and searching until the end. Thunder, lightning, wind and rain, will I ever find my love again? I saw in her eyes a love to share, the girl with the cold black raven hair.
A smoke-filled room, two eyes that stare. You know the look, there's danger. You take her hand and leave the bar. Out to the night, into your car. The night is dark, the wind is wild. You take one look, she is no child. You start to speed, you're going fast. And then you stop. Alone at last, you picked up a stranger. You picked up a stranger. A stranger in the night. Chances come, you're trembling now. You hear your heart begin to pound. You feel the chill run through your soul, as though you've turned from hot to cold. You want to leave, you try to run. She starts to laugh, she's making fun. You were so smart, you knew the game, but now her play puts yours to shame. You picked up a stranger. You picked up a stranger. A stranger in the night. She feels your hands, the pain begins. She's screaming out, and then it ends. Your brow is wet, your mind is weak. You fall into unconscious sleep. When you awake, the night is gone. The light comes through, you're all alone. Your clothes are torn, the blood is dry. You hang your head and start to cry. You picked up a stranger. You picked up a stranger. A stranger in the night. A stranger,
stranger
in the night.
Stranger. I was driving slow on a long highway when a car then up by me sped, and a man yelled out, "Why do you drive slow?" So I then back to him said,
"It's a dark, dark place underneath the ground. It's a cold, cold bed, and I know it's a long, long night when you can't see the light. So don't rush the day when you go."
Then he drove on by like a streak blink of light, and I drove right on at my speed. But I found him wrecked on a curve that night. He had no time to take heed. Then I walked over to where the poor man lay. The car all over was bent, and he raised his head, then feebly said, "I see now, sir, what you meant.
It's a dark, dark place underneath the ground. It's a cold, cold bed, and I know it's a long, long night when you can't see the light. So don't rush the day when you go."
Said, "Kind sir, I'm sinking fast, and I'm not prepared to go on. So forgive me now at scolding at you, and for not heeding your song.
It's a dark, dark place underneath the ground. It's a cold, cold bed, and I know long, long night when you can't see the light. So don't rush the day when you go.
It's a dark, dark place." That was the Maddox Brothers and Rose on Columbia. Before that, you picked up a stranger, Sterling Blythe, on Sand, which we still can't quite figure what in the world happened in that car. Sounded like she tried to attack him, but she ended up dead, I guess.
Something, or she laughed at him when he was trying to, like, put it to her, and he flipped and killed her. It was all kind of, you know, it reminds me of that that great thing, Strangler in the Night by the Bugs, you know, about the Boston Strangler, Albert DeSalvo. Of course, immortalized by Tony Curtis in the movie.
But at least that makes a little bit more sense. This is just out there. Anyway.
Well, that, you see, you got in this set, you got two Los Angeles, you know, records, Sands from L.A. too, and of course, we're pretty sick here in Los Angeles, I guess. It just goes to show you.
Yeah, stay away. There's too many people here anyway.
Exactly.
Then kicking off that set again, the girl with the raven hair, Jody Reynolds on Demon. So moody.
So romantic.
Wonder what he was like.
Jody himself. But I guess, you know, a lot of that stuff was crafted before, you know, those songs from Endless Sleep on, you know, he sort of had that jacket that he was going to be doing that kind of stuff.
Well, he was good at it, so.
Yeah, he was. And he's in Palm Springs. He's got a little star on the Walkway of Fame there in the Palm Springs. I guess he hung out there a lot. Tried to
all the cool cats did.
Yeah, he tried to bake the morbidity out of his head in Palm Springs. Well, anyway, that stuff's crazy enough, that set you just did. And now I'm going to go into this substance abuse set. What a downer program we got here. Okay, well, this one's kind of cheery, though, the first
one. Yeah, these records are out there. They're not too sad.
Yeah, this was kind of funny. This is, we'd like to dedicate this to teenagers everywhere. It's called IDs Please, and it's by Mark and the Marcones on Impala, and I don't know where it's from. But it is a turtle. Let's dig it.
How dry we are, how dry we'll be, if we can't use our fake ID.
Walk in the barroom, my buddies and me. I'm dollar store, nervy as can be. Up step the owner, plenty of these. Said, boys, IDs please. We all came together, we were old enough. Look here, boys, you're making it rough. Tried to explain, had him in a price. And now tell me, boys, is your car that far?
joint was jumping, everyone was having fun. Couldn't join in, weren't 21. Still we asked for drinks and no one has to know. Look here, boys, you got to go.
I didn't play.
There's the door. Sometime later we became of age. I was a chicks, quite the rage. We were in a nightclub at a table when the waiter said, IDs if you're able. Girls got up and they started to leave. Came to see pretty well to leave. Said we knew of a place, have a lot of fun. They said, sorry, boy.
You look good.
I didn't play.
What would it say? I was just I didn't play.
I didn't play.
We don't want no
I didn't play.
What do you mean? I'm all alone on that town.
I didn't play.
None of somebody. We don't want no
I didn't.
Oh,
Wendis Davis. I think I'm saying that right, man. Wendis Davis on Vetco. That's out of Cincinnati. Jimmy Skinner Publishing on that. But Jimmy never went as far as Wendis. And Wendis is actually an old ex-con. I don't know if he was jugged for, substance abuse. But he sounds like he might know something about it. And, of course, that's based on the old Louisiana song, Junko Partner. Anyway.
Called what?
Junko Partner.
Huh.
Based on that song, Junko
Partner.
I don't
think we
played that. Maybe not, but basically the same lyrics and melody as that. And let's see, before that, yeah, you heard those guys breathing into the breathalyzer. That was Breathalyzer by the Cocktail Cabinet on Page One out of Chicago.
That was really cool.
Gone, gone, gone.
Imagine just being asked to just breathe on a record.
Yeah, that'd be good. Well, that's like when, when I was dubbing movies, man, in France, and it was all this porno, and all you had to do was, like, breathe heavy, and you made some money.
Did you have to do it in a French accent?
Yeah, you wanted to do it like, whoa, like that, man. Crazy.
Breathe like a Frenchman.
Breathe like a Frenchman. Well, the best story of all that time was when Mel Blanc was asked to whinny like a French horse. And Mel came up with it in a Warner Brothers cartoon. I couldn't even begin to do what that talented
cat. You do a pretty good
did.
Impersonation, but I won't ask you to do it now.
Well, no, don't. It'll probably blow out the mic. Anyway, here, let's see, what's the top of the set? Mark and the Marcones on Impala, IDs, please. And these guys were bugged being asked for their fake IDs.
Yeah, I know. Who, me? What for?
What for? Just so they don't close us down, you idiot.
Listen to you.
It's insane.
Identifying with the owners.
Yeah, well, man, I'm old now. I'm not a teenager, so I got to go to the other side.
All right, we're just going to end with this one record. This is a cover, Jambalaya, by Titus Turner on OK, and this is covering Hank Williams.
Down to the bayou. My voice is the sweetest one. Yo, my, yo. I sent up a gun, we're gonna have big fun down at the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, Billy Gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my macho meal. Pick it, cock, bill, fruit, job, and Miguel. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun down at the bayou. Places of us in post come to see you by four by the dozen. Dressed in style, go home wild. Me, oh my, yo, who? A son of a gun, they're gonna have big fun on the bayou.
Please don't
You've been Between the Sheets with your truly Angel Baby and Dr. Nod. Catch our next show at my podcast page, Wanna Be Lost in Paradise? Then check out the next installment also at my podcast page, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. They're going to be my all-gal show for Women's History Month, so definitely check them out. That's all for us, except for Doc's parting words.
We'll make the scene a bit later on in 2015. Until then, use your bean and stay clean. Hasta la vista, brothers and sisters.
Thank you kindly, that's all. I'm through. The rest of this recording is up to you.